This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharga with the news. Our top stories first. CPN UML's task force formal meeting taking place this afternoon. Meeting to center and seeking ways to keep party unity intact. Country reports additional 17 corona-related deaths lately today. And airstrikes and rockets resume amid Israel-Gaza ceasefire pressure. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the task force formed by the ruling CPN-UML is taking place this afternoon. The task force coordinator and CPN-UML standing committee member Subhash Chandra Nemong said the meeting would be centered on seeking further ways to keep the party unity intact in the days to come. Earlier, the meeting held between Prime Minister and party chairperson KP Sharma Oli and leader Madhav Kumar Nepal on the 16th of May at Simadarbar had formed a 10-member task force. The task force comprises 5 members from party chairman Oli's side and 5 from leader Nepal's side. Leader Subhash Chandra Nemong, Bisnu Paujal, Pradeep Kumar Gewali, Shankar Pokhrel and Bisnu Rimal represent the party chairman Oli's side, while leaders Bhim Rawal, Surendra Pandey, Gokarna Bista, Raghuji Panta and Ghanasyam Bussal represent leader Nepal's side in the task force. The main opposition party Nepali Congress has called its parliamentary party working committee meeting tomorrow to discuss the contemporary political issues. The meeting is set to take place at 2:30 in parliamentary building in Baneswar. NCA Pushpa Bussal said the meeting would discuss coronavirus prevention and control measures, budget session of the parliament, along with contemporary political issues. Additional 17 corona-related deaths have been reported lately today from various parts of the country. 9 deaths have been reported from Bake, 3 from Kanchanpur, 2 from Baglung, 2 from Jhapa and 1 from Saptari district. 2 people have died in a jeep accident occurred at Sial in Dullu Municipality 3 in Dailek district this morning. The jeep was heading towards Surkhet from Jumla district. Chief of the district police office Dailek Anup Srivastava said the jeep met with an accident this morning along the Karnali Highway due to brake failure. The deceased have been identified as 38-year-old Ramhari Neupane of Gutichor Municipality 4 and 27-year-old Lakshmi Neupane of Gutichor Municipality 2 of Jumla District. They are said to have died on the spot. In its attempt to update healthcare services in view of COVID-19, Mechi Provincial Hospital at Bhadrapur is to receive 90 million rupees from federal government for the management of ventilators, oxygen plant and oxygen tank. The Ministry of Finance has recently decided to allocate more than 2.95 billion rupees for 26 hospitals and 9 provincial hospitals across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The airstrikes and rockets are reported to have resumed amid Israel-Gaza ceasefire pressure. US President Joe Biden has voiced his support for a ceasefire after 8 days of violence between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza region. Mr. Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that US was working with Egypt and other countries on halting hostilities. But the U.S. again blocked a U.N. Security Council statement calling for a cessation of the violence. The conflict is now in its second week with little sign of ending. More than 90 people are reported to be missing after a barge off the coast of India's Mumbai city sank amid a severe cyclone. The Indian Navy said it had rescued 177 of the 270 people aboard, and the efforts to find survivors were going on. And 3 other commercial barges carrying about 700 people are stranded at sea in the wake of cyclone. and the cyclone took Thai weekend after it made landfall on Monday, but at least 12 people have already died in the storm. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said it was still not safe to allow residents, even those fully vaccinated against COVID-19, to travel overseas as industries hit hard by the pandemic and press for the faster reopening of the international borders. Morrison said any plans to relax border rules for vaccinated travelers could be implemented only when it is safe to do so. Australia plans to reopen borders to the rest of the world from the middle of 2022. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Fudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. CP and UML's task force formal meeting taking place this afternoon, meeting to centre on seeking ways to keep party unity intact. Country reports additional 17 corona-related deaths lately today. And airstrikes and rockets resume amid Israel-Gaza ceasefire pressure. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.